Think you know politics? Think again. Welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We are rolling through the Wednesday 4 o'clock happy hour. And your calls, they're always appreciated here. Your opinions valued at 844-967-2789. Just to finish the thought, yes, we're screwed, Wisconsin. We are going to see gerrymandered maps for another decade. And any hope to not have gerrymandered maps for the next decade, all hope is lost. And here's what happened. I'm going to tell the story briefly, and then we're going to move on because there's some new tantalizing polling about why the Trump movement will soon die off because nobody that supports Trump's ever getting laid again. But we'll get to that in just a moment. That's a little tease, if you will. But here in the state of Wisconsin, we were the victims, my characterization, of the most partisan gerrymandered maps, perhaps in the nation. And despite the fact that Democrats have more support overall, and I understand the whole dynamic between rural areas, and there's more rural areas that Republicans are successful in, and the Democrats more often live in the metro area. So I get that sort of dynamic. But ultimately, when Democrats get more votes, and they only win a third of seats, and Republicans win two-thirds of the seats, well, that's just a damn partisan gerrymander. And that's what we've been stuck with for a decade. And, you know, we were all feeling pretty good the night Tony Evers won re-election by about 31,000 votes against Scott Walker. Scott Walker is the one that signed the last partisan gerrymander. And Tony won election in November of 2018. And then almost right away, there was a Wisconsin Supreme Court election. Lisa Neubauer was the, you know, I guess she was the liberal choice. And there was no primary. She was the only opponent. So she didn't really go out and do any media. And she didn't come on Devil Radio. And, you know, quite frankly, we didn't see her till about 3 weeks before the general election. And the Republicans had their candidate of choice. He was Scott Walker's former attorney, the guy that helped draft Act 10. I mean, some said he was a very extreme sort of guy. He had written some anti-LGBTQ stuff in the past. And they basically vilified him and did not uplift the liberal choice, let's just call her, Neubauer. Well, as fate would have it, it was a very close race here in the state of Wisconsin, as spring elections often are. And the liberal champion, Lisa Neubauer, although she's back on the Court of Appeals, she did not win a seat on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And we basically lost the ability to affect the outcome of the gerrymander through the Wisconsin State Supreme Court. Oh, the margin of loss, 5,600 votes. I'm pretty clear there's more than that listening to my voice right now. So anyways, you know, that's not the governor's fault. You know, I could shake a fist at the Democratic Party and some of the consultants that ran Neubauer's campaign, but I've done that before. I don't want to relitigate. But the governor, Tony Evers, the Democrats' choice, well, he had some opportunity to stop this. And his only must-pass piece of legislation, because Tony Evers, the Democrats, they didn't get anything done. They've only got a third of the seats in the Assembly and the State Senate. No wonder why John Erpenbach wants out. Who wants to serve in that sort of minority? But you had the budget, Tony. And that was the document. And Wisco Paul, and I know you're probably listening out there somewhere on the roads, that was the document. That was Tony's only opportunity to do something to force Republicans to do something that the vast majority of Wisconsinites want. So if Tony basically had just simply vetoed the Republican budget and brought it back with only one amendment, a nonpartisan redistricting, and Republican voters, I mean, 56 of 72 counties in the state of Wisconsin have voted, in some cases overwhelmingly, Republicans, independents, Democrats. They all want to choose their politicians and not have the politicians choose their voters. You know, partisan gerrymander. Republicans don't want it either, not the rank and file, not the voters. So that would put a lot of pressure on Robin Voss and the Republican legislative leadership team. If Tony said, I'll accept your Republican budget with one amendment, got to have a nonpartisan redistricting. Well, it didn't happen. Tony signed the Republican budget. And then 2 years later, he did it again. So as former Mayor Dave Cheslevic in Madison wrote a scathing op-ed of the governor, he said basically, we're screwed. We're screwed. Tony Evers bet on what? The upstanding nature of a sometimes independent conservative judicial character, the Hagedorn, we mentioned that won by the 5,600 votes. He's shown a little independence. But when the rubber hit the road on this issue of redistricting, he voted with his caucus, with the Republicans, with the conservatives on the Supreme Court, and said, nah, we're going to take full control of this process, and we're going to lock in the Republican maps effectively, and maybe the federal courts can overturn us, but good luck with that. So ultimately, it is the battle of the next decade in the state of Wisconsin, and I fear we've already lost. So there, 844-967-2789. I hate to tell you bad news, but sometimes you need to hear it. So here's some good news, and we'll take your calls at 844-967-2789.
I don't know. I feel like I want to puke right now.
Well, we're screwed. It's hard to swallow without puking.
I can't say that I, for one, I can't even jokingly say I, for one, would welcome our Republican overlords because we already have them. They're just going to continue being our Republican overlords.
Well, Robin Voss, who put Michael Gableman, who is this corrupted former Supreme Court justice, he is the Joseph McCarthy, out there doing the investigations of the last election that he's been claiming is rigged since it happened. You know, a real fair character of this sort. Robin Voss effectively can be the Speaker of the Assembly of the State of Wisconsin in perpetuity. That means forever, just in case CJ's still listening.
But yet, being in control of all of that, basically all the levers of power in the state.
Forever.
Yet, don't they run on complaining about how the government doesn't work?
Well, they have better candidates and better ideas, or so they tell us.
No, not at all.
Well, that's what they say. 844-967-2789. Now, here's the good news. The entire MAGA generation will die off soon because they are going to be unable to breed. And here's how I know that. There's some new polling out. Young Dems more likely to despise the other party. Despise, I tell you.
I was hoping you were going to say it's because they didn't know how, but let's move on.
You know, I've heard the term, you know, hate sex, but I'm telling you, you know, I don't think there's too many Democrats out there going, oh, man, I want to hate sex that incel MAGA dude over there. Here it is. College students who would not blank someone who voted for the opposing presidential candidate go out on a date with, in this case, 71% of Democrats say, no way, Jose. Only 31% of Republicans would not go on a date with a Democrat. Because, you know, when you're an incel, you basically try to keep all your options open, don't you?
I'm going to take you on a date, and I'm not going to call you back.
And we're going Dutch.
Dorothy Mantooth is a saint.
Here's another one. College students who would not blank, shop at, or support a business owner, apparently, who voted for the opposing presidential candidate. 41% of Democrats said you can't even be supportive of the former president as a business. Only 7% of Republicans have that same issue. 37% said, I can't even be friends with the Trumpster. Only 5% of Republicans have the same issue with Biden supporting or Democrats. Hell, 30% of Democrats won't even work for a Republican or a Trumpster in this case.
Or do they know that they are or aren't?
This polling from Generation Lab Axios. Why it matters. Partisan divides as each side inhabits parallel political, cultural, and media universes makes a future of discord and distrust in the U.S. all the more likely. And there's not going to be a lot of loving or knocking boots going on either, I suspect. By the numbers, 5% of Republicans said they wouldn't be friends with someone from the opposite party compared to 37% of Democrats. And 71% of Democrats, I know I mentioned this, wouldn't go on a date with someone with opposing views. Just 31% of Republicans, you know, basically close their options as such. And if we read between the lines, Democrats argue that the modern GOP positions spearheaded by the former President Trump are far outside the mainstream in polite conversation, Some have expressed unyielding positions on matter of identity, including abortion, LGBTQ rights, and immigration, where they argue human rights and not just policy differences are at stake, and women are more likely than men to take a strong partisan stance in their personal choices. 41% of women would go on a date with someone who voted for the opposing candidate, compared to 67% of men. You know, men are dogs. 76% of men, women would work for someone who voted for the other candidate. Well, 86% of men would, and just 68% of women, compared to 84% of men, would shop or support a business of someone from the other party. You can support Devil Radio. We're sort of independent thinking minded here. At least we'd like to think so. So that's your good news, folks. Republicans are soon going to end because they're not going to be able to breed except amongst themselves.
Yeah, but the ones that do tend to breed a lot, like a lot.
The rich get richer, the poor have babies.
I don't know. I'm just talking about, I'm just referring to Duffy and friends.
844-967-2789. We welcome back conservative CJ. Buddy, I bet you have a hard time getting laid, don't you?
Well, no, that's not an issue, actually. But, you know, I can understand.
Your hand does not count, CJ.
Focus somewhere else. You know, you're so worried. You guys should be worried about the midterms because your party, your president, your Congress, your Senate, has accomplished absolutely nothing other than destroy our economy.
CJ, we've already passed one infrastructure bill. We passed the American Rescue Plan. And last time I checked, Donald Trump's still bemoaning the fact that it's infrastructure week and he never passed anything. So don't tell me the Dems didn't get anything done. There's two major legislative accomplishments. Watch something other than Fox News, CJ.
I watch a lot of news, and you guys are deflecting because you know you're going to get just annihilated in the midterms, and you should.
I could agree with you, CJ.
Afghanistan, to the border, to inflation, to you name something that he's really
unemployment rate. How about the unemployment rate, CJ? Historically low unemployment rate, 4.2%. We are at full employment as a country.
And your party sounds angrier than ever.
I'm not angry.
Listen to
I get laid, CJ. Thank you for your time. 844-967-2789. Jeannie from Eau Claire, welcome back, Jean. What do you got for us?
Murder, lies, deception, insurrection, abuse of power. Let me go on and on about those F you know what and Republicans.
Ooh, easy, Jeannie.
Give me a break.
You're going to get thrown out of the bar in Waukesha.
I didn't say the word, though. I just said F. So you can take it as what you want. I am sick of those big mouth lying sacks of you know what, destroying our country, killing off people. Oh, I can't wear a mask. And messing up all the youngsters that are in school that have to see these idiots and putrid people promoting this sicko type of environment. And that's the way I feel. My ears are steaming. It's just sick. So he can go and stick his head in a hole and continue living like he does because he don't know what the heck's going on. And obviously he don't give a rat's butt. So sorry, guys, but thank you so much for letting me spew this one because this is just frustrating. Thanks, guys. You have a good day.
Thank you, nearly profane genie. From Eau Claire, our pal. You can be like Jeannie, just don't drop any F-bombs. Effin'. We can say effin'. And bastard. Apparently, we can say bastard on the radio. We do that quite a bit. But at anything beyond that, you're crossing lines. And you might get shut down. You know, like Tom did. To me and Dom in the bar in Waukesha last night. You may not be profane on this radio show. Just think it loudly. Come back with us. More Devil's Advocates. Many more of your phone calls. 844-967-2789.
We have seen a small increase in deaths, which is a good thing.
To me, this is a very, very sexy subject.